All this week, we've been exploring the different forms of rhythm in our lives. This morning, we'll hear some poetry. Perhaps more than any other form of writing, poetry delves deep into emotions, and rhythm plays a big part in evoking those feelings. From the haunting repetitions of Poe's Annabel Lee to the taunting questions of T.S. Eliot's The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock. Here's NPR's Lynn Neary.
In the beginning, says Edward Hirsch, the poet was a troubadour. Hirsch, author of the new book A Poet's Glossary, says poetry has its roots in song.
There are still many tribal cultures where poetry and song, there's just one word for them. There are other cultures where, with literacy, where poetry and song are distinguished. But poetry always remembers that it has its origins in music.
That merger of poetry and music never disappeared entirely, says Hirsch, and in recent years made a big comeback with performance poetry and rap. Kate Tempest began her artistic life as a rapper. Last year, she won Britain's prestigious Ted Hughes Award for new work in poetry for Brand New Ancients, an hour-long spoken word piece set to music.
The gods are trying to tell the truth, but the truth is hard to say. The gods are born, they live a while, and then they pass away. They're in a crowded street, it's too much, they feel sick. They're sure there must be more to life, but I don't know what it is.
There's been a tremendous revival of spoken word poetry that brings back that ancient feeling of poetry as performance and poetry as contest and poetry as spoken, chanted, sung.
In spoken poetry, in performance poetry, rhythm is extremely important.
Rhythm is completely driving it in a way. I mean, the strength of this poetry is that it washes over an audience and that it really rhetorically moves you. And the rhythm drives it, and the rhythm is how it communicates.
These gods ain't got no oracles to translate their requests. These gods are foot ahead, they can depict the plan of stress about what next they'll see their kids. They are not fighting over favorites. They're just getting on with it. They are the brand new ancients.
As powerful as performance poetry can be, Edward Hirsch says, it doesn't always translate as well in written form. Because it's not meant to be read silently, it can lose something on the page. And the role of rhythm in written poetry is different.
The sense of flowing, which is so crucial to song, is also crucial to poetry. But when poetry separates from song, then the words have to carry all the rhythm themselves. They have to do all the work. They can't rely on the singing voice. And one of the things that distinguishes poetry from ordinary speech is that in a very few number of words, poetry captures some kind of deep feeling. And rhythm is the way to get there. Rhythm is the way that poetry carries itself.
In poetry, says Hirsch, the words and the rhythm are inseparable. The rhythm of the poem helps connect the reader to the meaning of the words. Listen to one of the greatest English-speaking poets ever, William Butler Yeats, as he reads from his poem, The Lake Isle of Innisfree.
I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee loud glade.
The words and the rhythm together create a sense of yearning, and it's not hard to hear a repetitive pattern in the poem.
Rhythm of lines in poetry are often like the waves in the sea. Each one comes back in a kind of repetition, but the repetition happens with a difference. Each one is slightly different. Each one is not the same, and yet the repetition is crucial.
Those rhythmic patterns are described by meter, a poetic term that Hirsch says often intimidates newcomers to poetry. But he says if you think of rhythm as a flow, meter is simply a way of measuring that flow. To explain what he means, Hirsch reads from a poem called My Papa's Waltz by Theodore Rutke.
This poem of Rutke's is in a 3-beat line, and it creates a kind of feeling of a boy dancing with his father. The whiskey on your breath could make a small boy dizzy, but I hung on like death. Such waltzing was not easy. And the 3 beats create the feeling of movement, and I think the power of this particular poem is the boy's feeling of dancing with his father when his father is drunk, and the dance is a little bit out of control. And the meter delivers the feeling of tenderness, anxiety, fear, affection, all mixed into one.
Ultimately, Edward Hirsch says, poetry derives its power from the inner life of the reader.
When you read a poem and then you listen to it with your inner ear or you recite it yourself, your own body is the form of that poem. Your own body gives it shape. You are the instrument of that poem, your vocal cords, your voice, your rhythm.
We can talk about rhythm and meter, Hirsch says, but it won't entirely explain the way poetry works on our emotions. That will, and probably should, always remain something of a mystery. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
The gods are all-